Pattern Breakers: Why Some Startups Change the Future. Written by Mike Maples Jr. and Peter Zeibelman. Read by Mike Maples Jr. and Peter Zeibelman. Please see supplementary PDF. To Julie, my greatest co-conspirator in the adventures that matter most.
To Cindy, you keep my feet on the ground as I reach beyond my grasp. Peter.
Introduction. What's luck got to do with it? Humans are expert pattern matchers. Each day greets us with rituals and routines in how we wake up, ready the kids for school, or wind down after a day's work. Beyond our everyday habits, we also adapt to the collective patterns of our communities, resulting in smoother social interactions and a sense of belonging. In business, best practices codify what works best. Executives look for patterns in past data to forecast the future. Managers gauge potential new hires from their previous performance. Public companies must report their finances according to generally accepted accounting principles. Pattern matching guides almost all human activity. Neuroscience suggests the reason why. Our brains are designed for it, to help us find order, predictability, and safety in an otherwise chaotic world. Drawing from past experiences and knowledge, our minds can process new information more efficiently, streamlining decision-making. This ability also helps us bond with others and find our place in the community. It also contributes to academic success, enhanced social reputation, and a longer, richer life. And that's why so few of us create breakthroughs. Breakthroughs require pattern breaking. Pattern breaking founders create something that breaks the mold. Their pattern breaking ideas boldly challenge us to depart from current habits. Many of us consider these pattern breaking ideas impossible or unthinkable at first. Ironically, the experts we respect most are often the least able to see the potential for a break from the past. Often it is the outsider, unburdened by the past, who becomes the pattern-breaking person behind a pattern-breaking idea. Consider the breakthrough of human flight. George Melville, the U.S. Navy's chief engineer, called aviation a useless dream in 1901. 2 years later, the New York Times published a piece, Flying Machines Which Do Not Fly, that foresaw the accomplishment of human flight as something that might be conquered in the very distant future. Here's how the article ended. Quote, "The flying machine, which will really fly, might be evolved by the combined and continuous efforts of mathematicians and mechanicians in from 1 million to 10 million years. To the ordinary man, it would seem as if effort might be employed more profitably." End quote. Fortunately, the Wright brothers weren't ordinary. They flew their first plane at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, 69 days after that Times editorial. Orville and Wilbur Wright were not formally trained in physics or aeronautics. They owned a bicycle sales and repair shop in Dayton, Ohio, but they exemplify the independent thinking and peculiar mix of life experiences that often lead to a breakthrough. The principles they understood about balancing and steering bicycles significantly contributed to their eventual understanding of flight control. Despite the experts' staunch belief that human flight was a fantasy, the Wright brothers defied the odds and shattered age-old perceptions. What they lacked in credentials, they more than made up for with curiosity, persistent tinkering, analytical observation, practical mechanical skills, and sheer determination. George Bernard Shaw captured their spirit in his play, Man and Superman. He said, "The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man." Shaw grasped an essential truth. Those who thrive within the current rules, reasonable people, are not the ones who steer us to new horizons. Breakthrough progress comes from the unreasonable, those who won't fit the mold,